Hey, what's going on? It's Average Joe. Thanks so much for stopping by that One Guys podcast. So here's the deal. We're talking to Michael Carbonaro. It's a short interview this time, so it's not going to be too long. But he's one of my favorite magicians out there right now. He's got a show on True TV called The Carbonaro Effect, and it's amazing. He's going to describe it for you perfectly, but if you haven't seen it, I do highly recommend you go to TrueTV.com, catch up on some of the episodes. They're amazing. We do talk about there being a show, because when we recorded this, it was April 24th, 2019, and he had a show that night at the Coronado, which, by the way, we talk about the Coronado Theater a little bit. Beautiful venue. I love it. It's so gorgeous inside, and it's very unique. So if you haven't been to the Coronado, definitely check that out. If you haven't been in a long time, you should check that out as well. But right now, it's Michael Carbonaro from The Carbonaro Effect on That One Guy's podcast. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael Carbonaro.
Michael Carbonaro, one of my favorite magicians currently out on the road right now.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks, man.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. I'm a huge fan of not just your stuff, because you take magic in a direction that I just love. But, and I'm geeking out a little bit because I may or may not be an amateur magician myself.
Oh, that's so cool. No, that's great. I love it.
So that just, you know, magician to magician here a little bit. When did you get started?
Oh, man, you know how it is. Like, I think magic kind of, it's like in your blood somehow. I don't know. It wasn't even part of my family or anything. But, like, I just, as a kid, was so drawn to magic, magicians, special effects, makeup, anything, you know, that was like in the world of illusion.
That's so cool, isn't it? That just that kind of desire that comes up in you to not just like, I don't want to say fool your friends because that's not right, but it's that desire to just entertain them.
Exactly right. Yeah. I mean, my first way in really was through special effects makeup. I thought I was going to be a makeup artist for a long time. And then as a kid, you know, I would buy special effects supplies from this magic shop. And just like you said, I started buying the magic tricks, and then I found that I really loved performing. I loved being able to do the tricks and getting the reactions from people, and that's how I kind of found my love of all performance.
That's right. Now, if you're not familiar with Michael Carbonaro and his Carbonaro Effect on True TV, it's insane. It's different from what you might have seen in the past, where a magician just sort of walks up and does a magic trick and like, ooh, isn't that great? No, you kind of get like everyone involved behind the scenes a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, I guess the best way to describe it is like candid camera with magic. You know, the main goal is really, a lot of times I'm trying to pull off magic tricks, but making people believe that it's happening from something else, like some other technology is at play, or maybe they really believe in the presence of a ghost, or that there's something creepy or voodoo going on. Like, it's a way to get people to really believe in what they don't know is magic tricks.
And that's the cool part, is that it's not just the magic trick, but like, you use that background in illusion and stage makeup in the show as well.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, I was able to convince a lady that, you know, she believed that, you know, aliens actually hatched at a science museum for the year. And then just the simplest things. A lot of times I'll just like pretend like I'm a cashier at a store, you know, and I'll just get people to believe that maybe their dollar bill is really counterfeit. And I show them that if I use one of those counterfeit pens on it, and I rub it, suddenly their dollar turns into $100 bill. And they believe that. You know, I make up some story about how they're, like, hiding counterfeit bills by putting, you know, dollar bills on top of hundreds, and people believe that they really had 100 in their pocket the whole time.
Oh, that is so crazy. And you know what? If you want to see this kind of stuff live, you have the opportunity, actually, tonight, April 24th, Rockford, Illinois, at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. Can't wait to see you tonight, my friend.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun. The live audiences are great. It's a total, like, family-friendly vibe, you know, and so many fans of the show, and I have tons of audience participation where I bring people up to help with the different tricks, and we did it nice and early because, you know, it's a Wednesday. A lot of times I'll ask the audience, like, how many of you have ever been here before? And it's amazing to me how many people right here in Rockford haven't even been there. You gotta go. It's so beautiful. Just the theater alone is so gorgeous, not to mention, hey, the show's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the theater's great, but also the show. And actually, so if you've ever wanted to see the Carbonaro Effect live, it's Michael Carbonaro tonight at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. Tickets are up right now, michaelcarbonaro.com. You can also get a link when you go to Facebook and search for 95.3 The Bull. Michael, thanks so much for calling in today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. See you tonight.